Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. Anyone who's married will tell you that conflict can creep in when you least expect it. You could be happily making dinner together, for example, and suddenly someone says something that you perceive to be insensitive or said in a mean tone, and you react poorly. Then all of a sudden, this pleasant activity that you were doing together turns into a fight. It's not fun, but it's definitely a normal side effect of two very different people living together day after day in a marriage. Sometimes we make mistakes and we say things that we shouldn't or we react in a way that we shouldn't, but even though these instances happen, there are some ways to restore peace in your heart, in your marriage, and in your home. In the October 2017 Ensign magazine, Brent Sharman, who is a former counselor with the LDS Family Services, shared a couple of different ways that you can cool down when a conflict arises at home. Number one, he said, is to start over. So when you catch your heart rate increasing or the blood boiling up to your face or you notice your brows start to furrow when you're in a conversation with someone, you can stop yourself and start over again. Researchers have found that actually in the first 3 to 5 minutes of a conversation, how those 3 to 5 minutes go lays the foundation for how the rest of the conversation will go. So if you can pause and catch yourself before you get really angry, you're much more likely to have a better outcome at the end of the situation. My husband and I have this little thing where we ask each other to, quote, zamboni a statement if we don't like the way that someone said something to us. And if you're familiar with ice rinks or hockey or ice skating, a zamboni is a machine that comes and smooths over the ice after it's been roughed up by all of the different skaters. And so that little phrase and that mental image works for us, and it signals us that, hey, I might have said something that rubbed someone the wrong way, and I need to go back and correct it. Number two, Brother Sharman says, allow your emotions to calm. If you notice yourself start to feel upset, take some time alone, step out of the situation, and wait until you feel yourself calm down before you return to the conversation with your spouse. So you can go for a walk in that time, you can write down your thoughts and feelings, or listen to calming music. All of those things can help your emotions and your heart rate to calm down so that you're better prepared to tackle the rest of the conversation. Number three, he says, is don't let yourself yell. Don't let yourself loudly express your anger in a situation, because surprisingly enough, when we yell and we allow ourselves to get really angry over something, it actually doesn't make us feel better. It actually perpetuates all of those bad feelings and can make them worse. And then finally, Brother Sharman says, challenge your own thoughts that you're having in the moment. You may feel really justified thinking that, hey, my feelings were hurt, they shouldn't have said this to me, they're in the wrong, but we need to think long term. Did your spouse really mean what they said? Did you interpret it correctly? Does your spouse have a history of saying intentionally harmful things to you? Ask yourself, as Sister Linda K. Burton did, when was the last time that I chose to be happy rather than demanding to be right? Is getting your point across to your spouse in this moment really as important as preserving the peace of your marriage? Chances are, it's not. If you'd like to read more on this article, I'd really suggest it. You can look it up on LDS.org in the October 2017 issue of the Ensign magazine. And for more great content on preserving relationships and marriages, you can check out MormonChannel.org, especially the Mormon message entitled Saving Your Marriage. It's really good. We're going to close our episode today with a quote from Elder Gregory A. Schweitzer. And he said, Christ was our best example. He always demonstrated courage to stand up for what was right. And there are instances in marriages where we do need to stand up for what's right, and we do need to remind our spouse of what's important here to both of us. but it's important, as Brother Sharman said in this article, to do it when we're calm and when we have a clear vision and perspective of the situation and what and the message that we're trying to get across to the other person. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.